My name is Daryl Hyland. I'm a senior security engineer and independent researcher. I work with the FUFIS.net security team in the United States. My topic today is multifunction printer security and associated risk within an organization or corporation. And basically at the end, I'll probably cover some simple concepts to help protect and prevent these type of risks within an organization. Generally, I've been working on a project that's been running for approximately maybe a year now, and it's focused on engaging multifunction printers and the associated authentication material that may be on that. When I'm talking about authentication material, a lot of these devices have the ability to integrate within a corporation's business environment. Their email systems, their file systems, their FTP servers, and a number of other resources, including LDAP. For these devices to be able to effectively do that, they have to contain credentials to be able to authenticate themselves to these resources. So the risk and the threat vector associated with this is the ability to attack those devices and extract that information. So in the research project, we've engaged Xerox machines, Canon, Toshiba, Ryko, Sharp, and Lexmark. And almost in every one of the models that we've actually examined, we've found several different ways to potentially extract this type of data, from information leakage flaws that may exist on some of these devices to security bypass attacks that we can bypass even if security set up on these devices. And the list goes on and on of all the potential ways to steal this data. Like I said, information leakage, forced browsing attacks. And this has given us on a number of occasions during assessments and security engagements the ability to go in and gain access or elevate our rights within a corporation. A number of times we have effectively gained access to Active Directory either through the LDAP settings on printers or the Samba SMB settings on printers. In several occasions we found where customers had gone in and actually set these IDs up with domain admin rights. So when we were able to extract this data, we quickly gained access into Active Directory with full domain level access into the environment. The big thing is a lot of these can be protected. And one of the most simple ways to protect yourself from this thing is to get away from the default passwords. Almost in every case, we have found companies do not change the passwords on multifunction printers. So the failure is we roll these printers into the environment, we power them up, and we integrate them within the business environment, and then we never change the default passwords, nor do we ever put these devices within a patch management. This simple oversight can lead to serious compromise for a corporation. Several of the examples, one example was we were able to, on a Toshiba device, extract a user ID. This user ID was extremely simple. They had actually restricted the ID within Active Directory, so I didn't have highly elevated access. But nonetheless, the customer turned around and was using the same folder that the scan the file function on the Toshiba was using to store their backups for their entire payroll system, as a good example of a horrible flaw and misuse of the device. Some of the big things we've run into is also the ability to extract backups. Almost every printer has the ability to make a backup nowadays, and we still find a number of vendors actually making the backups be output in plain text. An example is Lexmark. Several of the printers we've engaged there have the ability to do a full backup of the device, and you can take this offline and it's all in plain text, and we can find all the configuration usernames and passwords. Canon printers, as an example, utilize their standard address books for storing usernames and passwords also. As an example, if a Canon printer has been set up so that you as an individual can go up and scan information and have it save it to a specific directory associated with you, that data turns out to be stored in the address book. And a number of the Canon printers have forced browsing flaws where even if there is security set on the device, it's simple enough for an attacker to go ahead and pull those address books through a forceful browsing attack, and they're all in plain text. So that's another key example of a failure within the device. So what are we going to do as end users of these devices and printers? Well, we need to start thinking about what the printer is being used for within the environment. As an example, if you're using a printer for HR or payroll or something of a high critical nature like that, everyone on your network should never be able to get access to it. So through some VLANing or other restrictions, firewall restrictions, you need to isolate who can actually get to that device. Second, we want to be able to change the passwords on the device so that no default passwords are used, so the user attacker cannot break into this device. And one of the third things that we want to do on these devices is, when we do set up credentials on these boxes, these multifunction printers, we don't want to use domain admin credentials. We want to use the least privileged concept setting up these IDs. So if somebody does find a way to extract this data, they don't have full access to your domain. They only have restricted access to a certain file system within that environment there. So as we continue on with this project, one of the things we've also done is we produced a tool called Praeta. And Praeta is Latin for plunder thief. So the whole purpose of it is to automate this discovery process for a number of different printers. So if you can go out and run this tool, it goes into your environment and it fingerprints printer devices, and when it finds them, it tries to extract this data. And as I work as a pen tester assessment engineer, it's become a very useful tool, and we're continuing to build upon that tool. So one of the things we're always looking for is contributors to this project as we continue to grow it. Someone that finds some kind of information leakage flaws on a printer can write modules to add to this product, so that when we come across it in the future, it'll automatically retrieve that data. That gives the pen testers the ability to use this tool to test printer security within a corporation or environment. So presently we have, I think, 17 modules associated with this that look at 40 plus different printers and printer models. One of the things we've also considered doing is, and we've started doing actually, is actually incorporating other embedded devices in there. Corporations are continually deploying devices. This may include network cameras. It also include various switches, routing devices that may be the non-standard. We may be looking at SANS devices, UPS devices. So any kind of device that's on the network more than likely has a web interface. In this web interface, a lot of times we find default credentials are still set on these, so an attacker can gain access to these devices. So if they've been configured into your environment, let's use an example of a UPS. It's very common to go in and find APC UPSs with the username of APC and a password of APC. This makes it possible for an attacker to go in there and look at this device, potentially shut the device down. But on the other hand, it's possible that if you've integrated this and you're managing these devices through SNMP, you have an SNMP string on this device. An attacker can extract that SNMP string and potentially gain access to other key systems in your environment. A prime example was an Eaton UPS that we had tested for a company, and it had the exact same problem. It actually exposed an SNMP string, which we were able to easily turn around and use to gain access to a number of Cisco routers and switches within an environment and pull down the running configs off those devices. So as this project moves forward, like I said, we want to incorporate multifunction printers. We want to incorporate it embedded devices. We want to make it a very much a holistic tool that will engage all of the embedded type devices, printers or otherwise, on a corporate network and help us test those devices or validate whether those devices are configured with default creds and can an attacker pull usable information off those devices. So we encourage everyone to get involved in this project, to help us develop modules for this project. Let's get it to critical mass so testers have a valid tool for testing multifunction devices on their network. Presently, you know, on a number of times when I go on engagements doing penetration assessments and stuff, I've found upwards of 400 to 600 embedded devices on a network, covering everything from printers to switches to routers, the cameras, the SANS devices, the UPSs. And for a pen tester to effectively look at each and every one of these devices is nearly impossible. But if we can automate the entire process, we can get more of a holistic view of an organization and give them a better assessment of these devices. So presently, this device or the Preata tool can be downloaded from foofus.net. That's foofus.net. So I encourage everyone to go out there, download this tool, play with it, and help us develop it into a more comprehensive tool that is a valued tool for other testers. Thank you.